It's time for a Friday edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined, as always, by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
The Sabres lost to the Ottawa Senators in a shootout Wednesday night. They're back to 500 on the season, having lost three of their last four games. You called that Ottawa game a snoozer, typical of today's NHL.
It was very typical. There just isn't a lot of scoring in the modern NHL, and there are far too many games like Wednesday's loss to the Senators. Just nothing happens. There might be some shots, maybe some spurts of action, but there's nothing sustained. There aren't very many goals, and you're looking at the Sabres now. They've played 13 games. They have 26 goals, and six of those goals came in one game. In six games, they have one or fewer goals. They have one goal in the last two games, and it's just, it doesn't make for exciting hockey. Sometimes it gets exciting just because the game's close. In Wednesday's game, we saw that the 3-on-3 overtime was very exciting. The Sabres outshot the Senators 8-0. But as a whole, I don't think most games are as exciting as they could be. And that's the modern game. The modern game is defense and systems, and those systems, that coaching, it stifles talent. It's a lot of other things, too. I mean, goaltending's so good today, but I think the NHL has to figure out a way to get more scoring back in the game. There should be six goals a game.
And you wrote recently about the lack of scoring from the team's defense. Buffalo is the only team in the league without a goal from its blue liners.
13 games into the year, you would think they would have a goal among the seven of them, and they don't. And I think it's a product of a bunch of things. The offense as a whole obviously hasn't been able to score. They've been missing key pieces like Jack Eichel and Evander Kane. I think traditionally you don't expect a ton of offense from your defense, but there's always two or three guys you expect to produce a little bit. And Rasmus Ristolainen, he had 9 goals last year, and right now he has none, obviously. Cody Franzen's a guy who's had 30 points a couple times. He has 0 goals. Dmitry Kulikov is a guy you think could have 5 goals and 25 points, and he has 0 points. So they're not producing enough, and the offense as a whole has suffered.
We're also seeing something we saw last year with the Sabres, struggling to win games on home ice. They have just one win so far this season at KeyBank Center.
And this goes back to last year. This goes back to even previous years. They're not a good home team, and they've been a pretty good road team this year and last year. And I think on the road, they know they kind of have two strikes on them, so to speak. They buckle down, they settle down, they focus a little differently, and they know they have to play a certain way to win on the road. And they need to bring that mentality to KeyBank Center. I think a lot of times they just look uncomfortable at home. I think the atmosphere most nights is kind of drab. I think fans they haven't had a lot of cheer about in recent seasons, and I think a lot of nights they're quiet. And I've said before, and it's pretty obvious, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to be a good home team. They're 1-3-1. They have 3 points at home. They have a lot of home games coming up. They've played well on the road. If they can't make some hay with these home games, they're probably not going to make the playoffs.
How about some quick injury updates? Evander Kane is back on the ice. He had a rib injury. Jack Eichel seems to be progressing toward his return. But Ryan O'Reilly missed the Ottawa game, and now Tyler Ennis is injured.
Tyler Ennis had groin surgery Thursday morning, and he's out, according to the team, several weeks. And he hasn't produced much this year, but it's a big loss. He's a guy I think could definitely score 20 goals again. I think if you watched him recently in a few games, he was very noticeable. He's a notoriously slow starter, so I think he was kind of finding his groove after missing most of last year with the concussion. O'Reilly's day-to-day with an upper body injury. And when we talked to Dan Bylsma about Jack Eichel on Wednesday, he spoke optimistically about his recovery. He's at 4 weeks now. He was going to see the doctor, and Biles was talking about him skating eventually. He didn't give a date, but if he's skating a month into his recovery, then I think that's a very good sign that he could be back within that 6 to 8 week time frame that the Sabres mentioned when he was hurt last month, and maybe closer to the 6 week range. Who knows, though? Those high ankle sprains are very, very tricky.
Sabres play a home-and-home series with the New Jersey Devils starting tonight at the arena. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.